Blog Talk Radio.
Golden dreaming beauty man, is it only fantasy? Sometimes one can't help but wonder, will it ever truly be? Some people keep on saying, all is illusion and lies. Why is it so hard?
Greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings, blessings all through our life, because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. This is Soul Class number 206. Today's presentation will be soon to be described in a more defined manner after we lower the music to our opening segue song. Here comes a song by blessed prayer partner and spiritual brother Yitzhak Isaac Patton. Here comes time from his Generation Redemption album. Here comes time to cue down the music. Oh, excuse me, Rabbi Isaac. Okay. Blessed souls, this is the 206th class of Soul Class. Are you ready for war? Soul, we want to remind everyone, is an acronym for S7O, old is you, universal law, L for laws, 7 Noi Commandments, 7 is B'nai Noach. And hopefully today's program will be an impromptu, humble submission for your blessed ears, mind, heart, and soul to consider the implications of going to war against human intellect gone astray, as well as the human being's tendencies to follow their animal desires, which then can lead a person so astray they can become then sunken in hatred of self, and unfortunately to our historical pain, as testimony through the writers of creation, it then can manifest into hatred of others. But meanwhile, blessed souls, may you and your loved ones be written and inscribed, sweetest year ever, 5,773 years into the infinite Creator's creation, since original man, Adam HaRishon, and Eve Chava lived upon this blessed earth. With that being said, as I want to mention today, on the Hebrew calendar, it happens to be a propitious time to recognize today is the anniversary of the birthday of two great luminaries of Torah, one namely being Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shem Tov, and who lived from 1698 and went to the next level of life in 1760, and Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, who lived from 1745 until he went to the next level of life, I believe it was either in 1812 or 1813, and he is also the founder of the Hasidic dynasty of Chabad Hasidus, and what gives a special spiritual empowerment to the teachings of the author of Rabbi Shneur Zalman Liadi is that he and those who followed him are all direct descendants of King David and Solomon, and our ancestors also of another great luminary of Torah whose day of ascension, the next level of life, the Maharal of Prague, who lived, I believe, from about 1512 to the early 17th century. And actually, he's an ancestor of the Alter Rebbe. But with that being said, blessed souls, I'm just throwing that information out for you to do your own research into the matter. Now, normally, we do invite other blessed souls like yourselves to call in to have an interactive dialogue on the material we're presenting section by section. But today's class, because it deals with a very, very specific type of consciousness, we're going to make our basic humble presentation and then invite you to call in. If you want to, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, and we'll have a few minutes left over in the program, and you can do so by calling 1-347-838-8669. And even before I start the show, I just want to send out a special shout out to certain friends who have been emotionally supportive and verbally supportive through their writings and feedback through Facebook, and that includes Facebook friend, son of Noah, Umat Aslan Erler of Turkey. Please forgive me, Umat, if I'm pronouncing your first or last name wrong. I'm sorry. Perhaps if you can phonetically spell out your last name, instead of me guessing how to pronounce, or even your first name, I can do more justice to pronouncing it. But this is a big shout-out to you out in the country of Turkey. Also to Ben Noach, Joshua Sirk in Binghamton, New York, and also as well, blessed brother Yehudi Guy Aria Wilson Mendez out in Chicago, and also in Oroville, California, Laszlo Mordechai Ben Mosey Sontag. So that's just a few of the people, as well as others such as Michelle Austin, who is starting now to publish on my wall her poetry, which is wonderful, and Rabbi Eliezer Godstock, Cindy Greenstein Vaughn of Denver, Colorado, Yofi J. Odessa. There's just so many people to go. Also Deborah Forback, or she also calls herself Deborah or Just D, and Roger Oberlin. But let's go weiter and anyone I've left out, which is quite a few people, so please don't get insulted. I didn't mention your name. In spirit, I've mentioned you all right now. That you all should be blessed peacefully and pleasantly. So here we go, blessed souls. This is based on a teaching. I'm just gleaning some inspirations and elaborating them with my own humble viewpoints as a Torah activist from the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Hasidic Mimer discourse from last week's Torah portion, Ki Seitze, from Tavshin Mem Hei, which would be 5745, corresponding to the year 1985. I just had trouble with managing the time last week to try to get this humble presentation in last week, but I felt the information here is so pertinent to the times we're living in that I should share it during this week's Torah portion, Ki Savo, which hopefully we'll share with you, blessed souls, before this coming Shabbat. So here we go. Blessed souls, we of Israel have an inheritance which no nation can take from us. This inheritance reflects our consciousness as transmitters of Torah instruction, discussions, perceptions. For Torah, the very word Torah means hora, or instruction. Now this instruction, this teaching of Torah, we were taught by Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 4. Quote, the Torah that Moses commanded us is the heritage of the congregation of Jacob. End of quote. Now, blessed souls, this heritage is not just set aside for us so when we reach a certain age, like, say, a person who has been awarded a trust fund from their his or her parents, grandparents, or other ancestors, or other relatives. It's not like a municipal bond which can be financially accessed only after a specified time of 5, 10, or let's say 15 years. No, the Torah as it relates not only to Israel, but for each and every nation in this creation. How much more so for each and every nation in this generation actually precedes our individual lives, our little individualized worlds. This Torah, this divine instruction, precedes the entirety of the creation, which we mentioned before, contains each and every nation, and also, at the same time, it preceded our creation in this generation, interacts with us in a divine manner, existentially, in this moment, surprise, surprise, and only that the Torah, which is hara, expression of hara, lashon hara, patiently guides all of the creation into the future as well. And so it is our struggle as human beings is to maintain a constant consciousness of the fact that we have the opportunity and we have the ability, because we are in fact human beings, to be constantly in tune with divine instruction. Now this struggle to stay constantly in tune with divine instruction, which we of Israel humbly submit for your blessed ears to hear, your mind to think about, and your heart to feel, is called Torah, which, again, expression of Hara. This struggle to maintain constant consciousness of the Most High through the instructions He has given all of humanity is likened to a war. So what should be our perspective in waging this type of war against any alien consciousness which unfortunately covertly at times and overtly at other times attacks our human intelligence and therefore can block clear transmissions from our divine image, our Tzelem Elokim, to our unique and individualized human intellect? The answer is simple, yet implies we have a responsibility ultimately, blessed souls, as all being messengers of the Most High, to conquer the world in its worldly, often too human and not, unfortunately, not too humanely mindset. Now, conquering or subduing the world, you might start thinking, blessed souls, I have to conquer and subdue the world? Danzusia, what are you talking about? That sounds belligerent. But blessed souls, I want to remind you humbly to recall we all have a common ancestor, and his name is Adam, and his wife Eve, or Adam HaRishon and Chava, were blessed by the Most High Creator, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, quote, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue or conquer it, and rule over the fish of the sea, the bird of the sky, and every living thing that moves on earth." End of quote. Now, as a parenthetical point, I wish to single out the statement from Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, quote, Every living thing that moves on earth, end of quote, that Adam, Chava, Adam and Eve, were commanded to rule over. Now, this is not an instruction. Let me clarify myself. This statement, as well as ruling over every living thing that moves on earth, was an instruction regarding non-human creatures which crawl upon earth. And therefore, no one, absolutely no one, should draw out an inference. This is referring to humans ruling over other human beings with the same dominant nature as ruling over fish or birds or creepy crawly four-legged or multi-legged creatures that move upon the earth. But that's just parenthetical thought, because I do know there are, unfortunately, sick, greedy souls in the creation who would only be too happy to enslave other human beings just as equally blessed as them with the divine image, the Tzelem Elokim, to have them live as just mere living things that move on the earth to the exclusion of consciousness of the Most High. But that's just my parenthetical thought. And now let's go back to our main line of thinking towards this presentation to share with you, blessed souls. So conquering or subduing within the greater war of the eventual victory of consciousness of the Ein Sof, the infinite creator, over normative human thinking, sunken into the mundanities of life to the exclusion of connecting every step a human being takes as an expression of empowerment from our Creator. The way we can win this war is to engage in our human mission of making vessels, lasot kelim, elokus, divinity, using the materiality of this world for that very higher purpose, to be hopefully revealed peacefully and pleasantly in this creation, in this generation. For example, the very fact I can engage in sharing these ideas, perceptions, whatever you want to call them, blessed souls, is potent testimony that metal, plastic, combined with electricity, another physical matter, and even the space human beings call cyber, can be accessed and elevated to become vessels for transmitting meditations about, guess who, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite creator, and the Torah instruction to subdue physicality for the purpose human beings, human souls, I should say, human souls and human bodies can agree, and in some instances, in fact, we can disagree, concerning the concepts, ideas, and perceptions spoken to you via this blessed dimension of hearing, understanding, Olam HaShmiyah, or Olam HaBinah, the world of hearing, the world of understanding. Now, some would say to conquer human intellect via a Torah consciousness would eventually lead to an actual physical war, has been witnessed throughout human history until this very day. However, the point, and this is an essential point I want to bring out in today's humble presentation, blessed souls, the emphasis on waging war, as stated in very clear terms in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 10, is a historical specific instruction for Israelites when our strategy is for battles, when we're engaged, which were for battles that we had historically engaged in, but in the specific sense, when our nation was led by prophets, princes, and eventually kings, with the manifestation, revelation of King Saul, King David, and the future generations of the house of King David, and Solomon. And, of course, there was a split in the kingdom, the kings of Israel. So, therefore, in our days, where we are not, the nation of Israel is not led by prophets, princes, and eventually kings, although we certainly have elevated righteous individuals among our people, the nation of Israel, people who are prophetic-like, prince-like, and king-like, none have been crowned in an open manner, to my knowledge, I haven't heard it yet, or openly crowned as princes, or ultimately crowned to be king. Of course, the king we're waiting for is the King Messiah, the Melech Mashiach, and no other king for our nation. So therefore, blessed souls, in our days, the emphasis of waging war is engaging in the existential conflict between Torah, as we humbly suggest, as members of the nation of Israel, Torah / godly driven consciousness, and the conflict that human intellect sometimes will confront Torah godly given consciousness with. But the way we want to see this conflict should be manifested in conflict as expressed by King David In Psalms chapter 55, verse 19, quote, "He redeemed my soul in peace from battles against me, for with many were they against me." Now, on the other hand, when human intellect rebels against Torah divine intellect, we see three unfortunate examples which have wreaked havoc upon the creation. One example is the word or the concept of jihad, which, looking at doing a little research and talking with people, here I'm just gleaning out from about.com on Middle East issues, jihad ultimately, according to the Quran, is referring to an internal individual spiritual struggle towards self-improvement, moral cleansing, and intellectual effort. It is said, from the perspective of the Quran, as the Quran describes Muhammad as Prophet Muhammad, that the armed struggle of holy war is called to be considered, quote-unquote, the little jihad, but considered the spiritual individual version of holy war, the war within oneself, as, quote-unquote, the great jihad. But unfortunately, there have been people throughout history who have taken the little jihad and turned it into the great jihad. And human history testifies, unfortunately, to our great pain, that copious amounts of bloodshed have been shed upon the ground, which testifies via, I should say, the ground which has had bloodshed upon it, is certainly emanating out to this day, angelic voices lamenting on high the murder that has transpired over the past 1,400 plus years since the inception of the faith of Islam, to the misinterpretation of taking little jihad and promoting it as the great jihad. Now, another unfortunate example of human intellect, which has wreaked havoc upon the world because it was at first considered to be a struggle from within, was the ideological basis for the Nazis' party, found in a book called Mein Kampf, which literally means from the German, Mein Struggle. And Hitler's views, and Hitler, Yavach Shmo, maybe his name eventually be obliterated from the memory of human beings, Hitler's views on his personal struggles of life then morphed out in practical action, unfortunately, to spark a poison, which can only be likened to the poison of the primordial snake in the Garden of Eden, to propel German nationalism, anti-Semitism, anti-Bolshevism, social Darwinism, which advocated survival of the fittest. These are the philosophies in their inner essence as the philosophies of a Moloch, despite having an intellectual base, being completely psychotic and pathologically dysfunctional in relation to our perspective of how to assist people with, quote-unquote, each individual's my struggle. And human history testifies to the fact that his struggle, his Mein Kampf, manifested into evil intentions for the human family experience, so benignly phrased as Mein Struggle, and 60 million deaths later, from the beginning, in the middle to the end of World War II, 54 million children of Noah died, in addition to 6 million Jews dying. Finally, this is the third example of human intellect interfering and having temporary small battle victories. And it pains me to talk about this, but for the sake of truth, and the sake of hopefully to instill within others and myself an opportunity to point out that for the past 2,000 plus years, there has been an element of misdirected, intellectualized spiritual energy that has plagued our nation of Israel, and this misdirected intellectual spiritual energy is called Sinat Chinam, unwarranted hatred, a very insidious klipa, a shell of consciousness, which claims to be the fruit, that unfortunately has existed among many Torah observant Israelites or I should say Hebrew Israelite Jewish people from all the 12 tribes of Israel, whereby when different opinions have arisen over the past 2,000 years concerning actually elevated and middle ground and lower ground paths of serving the Creator, instead of reaching for a higher consciousness, which would be in close of two or more outlooks concerning a particular issue, lack of cordial behavior has manifested, which empowered, and may God have mercy upon this us for these historical occurrences, to have separated hearts among our people, resulting at times all types of violence, mental, spiritual, intellectual, soulful, and unfortunately physical types of violence in extreme cases. So now, blessed souls, I take a very, very deep breath because we want to end on a more positive note. I want to exhale any negativity out of me and redirect the conclusion of this humble effort to direct you and hopefully vibe out with you, blessed souls, on these matters, to consider instead where to begin to wage your own personal war, siding with the consciousness guided by Torah, Haraz, instructions, divine instructions, on how you can experience the conquering of your own human intellect, preventing it from straying into negativities, as the three examples were just given to you, and making your human intellect, starting off with your human intellect and your human heart, to making them into vessels for godliness. And we suggest two target areas where you can practice on and eventually enter into the battlefield of elevating your consciousness. Namely, target area number one, your blessed mind that's residing inside your blessed brain. And then four, we also talk about the second target area, your blessed heart. Now, your blessed mind and your blessed heart, blessed souls, if left unbridled, can subdue actually the very godly energy, the Elokut, that's empowering the very minds within our brains and the hearts that are pumping constantly. And we can actually, unfortunately, due to our evil inclination, take this godly energy and bring it into areas of negative thought, speech, and action. However, again, this is where we want to end up on a good point. However, your blessed mind, your blessed heart, bridled, harnessed, I should say, by divine instruction, which we of Israel, again, humbly submit to your ears to consider and meditate upon, comes from Torah instruction, Horot Me'atorah, to elevate your personal life, to elevate the environment you live in, to elevate the community you live in, to elevate your nation, and to elevate the general world, to become a suitable, fine vessel for the Most High to dwell here, that we should experience the indwelling of the Most High, not out of judgment, but of peacefulness and pleasantness. And since we are still now in the month of mercy, Chodesh Rachamim, the month of Elul, where not only mercies are pouring constantly down upon the creation, but the 13 attributes of mercy, which are described very, very clearly and were pronounced by the Most High to tell Moses, to reveal into the world, which you can learn more by going to the book of Exodus. These 13 mercies, these 13 attributes of mercies, continually shine upon the creation, in a manner that hopefully in our days we shall merit redemption in a manner expressed by King David, chapter 55, verse 19. He redeemed my soul in peace from battles from within. And we're talking about the battles from within ourselves, blessed souls, and if it may be battles from the outside environment of ourselves, but it should all take place in a peaceful, pleasant manner. Now I see that no one has called in, so that's fine. We're going to end off now with a song by Rabbi Chaim Fogelman, who is a rabbi living here in Crown Heights, who makes wonderful music, uplifting music. And as well, we want to conclude with Ahav Echad, one love, Goel Echad, one destiny, Kulana for all of us, Badachi Shalom, in a peaceful way, but dor chinom in a pleasant way, lahamshich to be continued, bebirchas Hashem, with the blessings of the Most High, Yisbrik may be blessed. Take care, everyone, and remember, please, 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 blessed souls, never overestimate the negativity within yourself, negative attributes, or even the evil that you recognize within yourself. As we must, if we're honest with ourselves, we should recognize some level of evil within ourselves that we have to correct, which is basically a byproduct of a ruach shtus, a spirit of folly that can sometimes fool a human being. But as well, never underestimate the good within yourself, blessed souls, because you are good. The day that man and woman were created, on the sixth day of creation, the Most High said, it is good. So we are good, or each and every one of us, and our struggle is to find out how good we are, but we won't try, we won't find out how really good we are until we try to get involved in little acts of good, little thoughts of goodness, little speech of goodness. And of course, there's nothing more good than the Torah itself aside from the Most High. So taste of the good, to become good, to connect to the ultimate source of all goodness, the Most High. This is look around yourselves, blessed souls, and see, this is a wonderful creation, despite all the political mumbo-jumbo and all the theological mumbo-jumbo. It's a wonderful world because the Most High created it. So here's a song called Look Around and See What Now You Do See. Take care, everyone.
From nothing at all, the world is become.